Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about time is relative. Time is relative. We all experience it differently. You've probably had these times when it feels like time is moving really fast. Time is moving really slow. You're sitting there watching the clock, and the hours are just very slowly ticking by. The minutes are just slowly ticking by. Then you have these times where you just completely lose track of time. And it seems like time accelerates. And one of the things I've learned is in my book, Pockets of Prosperity, we all have 24 hours every day. But the way we experience those 24 hours can be completely different from one person to the next. And a lot of it has to do with how we're handling time. Time is this beautiful gift that God has given us. Time is this beautiful gift. And we talked about yesterday, God wasn't sitting around when he created time. He wasn't sitting around thinking, you know, how can I give these people just barely enough time so they can never get it all done? I don't think that's what his thought process was. I think he was thinking of being generous. He gave us more than enough time. And he also gave us the ability, in a sense, to how we, this gift of how we experience time. And he gave us the ability to both slow time down. And he gave us the ability to actually speed time up. So if you think about in sports, this is a good example. If you're winning the game, you're winning by a lot. You want to do everything you can to speed up the clock to get to your victory faster. If you're losing the game, you want to slow the game down as much as you possibly can to give yourself time to catch up and to give yourself time to win. And so in sports, we see teams have the ability to both speed time up and to slow it down based on how they respond to it and strategy and tactics and these types of things. So we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this just a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still and to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion today. So let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. So we talk about our four fundamentals. Fundamental number one, if I can get the words out here, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light. That transfer happens through the forgiveness of sin. So the first step, getting positioned, is receiving this forgiveness from God. Receiving this forgiveness that's found in Christ. And then it's got to flow through you, where you got to forgive yourself. Sometimes we're beating ourselves up for things we've done in the past. We got to forgive ourselves, and we got to walk in forgiveness with other people as well. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. It's God's love that made it all happen. Receiving that love from Him and loving yourself and other people the way that He's loved you. To walk in the light and to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. Love and light are one and the same thing. They are God. God is love. God is light. And all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. So all day long today, how's your positioning? Are you staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise? Remember, this is like the on-off switch. It's either on, we're in either in thanksgiving and praise, or we're not. Or we're in complaining mode. Which one are you in? There's no in-between. It's either on or it's off. This is the on-off switch. This is how we turn on the lights. And once we turn on the light, what's in the light? God has given us everything He had. He brings us into this kingdom of God. And everything He has is there in Christ for you. His love and joy and peace and power. His faith and kindness and gentleness. His wisdom. His understanding. His Spirit. His health and energy and finances and time. It can change the way we experience our time. Once again, two people can be right next to each other, but be experiencing time in two completely different ways. One could be functioning in this time of the kingdom, and the other person could be having their time stolen from them. Then our second fundamental, magnifying the light. Once we get into the light, we got to magnify it. We got to make it bigger and brighter. We got to get the lights turned on. Then we got to expand that capacity to give God a bigger and bigger place to work in our life. This is how we magnify it. How we magnify it is all about what we're meditating on, what we're focused on, what we're concentrated on throughout the day. And God gives us the choice. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to give His word a higher priority and importance in your life, to magnify His steadfast, unfailing love for you, to magnify His faithfulness, that He's always on time, that He always fulfills His promises, that we can put our hope and our trust in His unfailing love, to magnify His mighty works, to magnify His power, and that nothing's impossible for Him, to magnify all He's already done for you in your life, to magnify all He's already done in Christ for us, to magnify your righteousness, to magnify who He made you to be in Christ, that you have right standing with God. He wants to help you, and He put this amazing treasure on the inside of you. To magnify those things. But we could choose to magnify the darkness, to magnify all the issues and problems and ways people have wronged us. And the more we magnify those, the more they grow bigger on the inside of us, and the more you can feel that pressure increasing. Your energy levels begin to lower. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms of this. To magnify darkness, you feel that energy level lower, the pressure, the hopelessness, the confusion. Don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety, the dread of the future. Usually we're lacking presence. We're living in the past, we're living in the future, we're scared of the future. To be positioned in the light and to magnify the light, our symptoms, everything feels light and free and easy and energizing. The pressure is off. Then there's that peace that surpasses all understanding. There's that joy of the Lord that is your strength. This doesn't mean you're not going to have problems and issues. It's just choosing not to magnify them, to make God bigger than the problems and the issues and whatever it is that's coming at you, and to recognize those symptoms of when we're off track and turn it back around quickly. The good news is it only takes 1 second, literally 1 second, to change your focus and get turned back around, to be positioned in the light, to start magnifying the light again. It takes 1 second. Then our third fundamental, we've got to be waiting and listening for God's leading and direction in our life. Day by day, he's trying to lead us one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we've got to stay tuned in for his leading. Proverbs 8, blessed is the man who listens for me, who waits daily in my doorway. Waiting on him, when you don't know what to do, waiting on him and getting clear first. I think it's an important thing to do every day. Take a couple minutes to recap the day. God, what was it you're trying to teach me or show me today? And just begin to write down whatever comes to mind on a piece of paper. You may say, well, how do I know it was God or not? Just whatever comes to mind, just write it down. And day by day, your ability to discern what was him and what wasn't is going to get a little better each day. Then our fourth fundamental, once you know what to do, it's time to take action and do what you know to do. As we get good at waiting on him, getting his direction, and then being quick to take action, it increases the speed and the flow of what God can get through us. What do you know to do today? Anything you've been procrastinating on? Anything that keeps popping up in your conscience, like, oh, I know I need to do that? And then executing those things the right way, with peace and joy and confidence in you. Because whatever God has led you to do in your life, whatever God has ordained you to do in your life, was not meant to be done on your own. It's meant to be done in partnership with him. And trusting in him that as you take action, as you step out, as you take those steps of faith, he's right there with you. He's going to help you to execute those things in his strength. And what's your indicator that? Execute them with joy. Execute them with confidence in him. That's your indicator that he's right there helping with you. So time is relative. Yesterday we talked about be quick, but don't hurry. The quote from basketball coach John Wooden about how your time can get stolen. Be quick, but don't hurry. When you get into this hurried, frantic mindset, it's all up here. When you get into this hurried, frantic mindset, it begins to steal your time from you. One of the things I've learned is you can begin to slow time down when needed. Like I said, if you have a time, there are times in our life when we need to slow time down. There's other times when you want to accelerate time. If things are going really well, you want to continue to accelerate time. Think about like a team winning a game. You want to accelerate time when things are going well. And God's given us the ability to do both of these. So one of the ways that we do this is with deadlines. To set some deadlines on yourself. But remember, when you set deadlines, give yourself the grace of extended time. Give yourself a little longer time than you think it needs to happen. But whenever you set a deadline, as you get closer and closer to that deadline, the pressure increases. And that increase in pressure is going to make time slow down if you stay calm. If you get frantic, the time gets stolen from you. Slowing down, taking your time, doing things the right way can slow time down. But one of the ways to accelerate time, when things are going well, there are certain times when you want to accelerate time. Think about those times when you've been in almost like a flow state. And the time just passes by so quickly. You're just enjoying what you're doing, and the time passes by so quickly. One of the keys to accelerating time is to have fun. To accelerate how quickly God does things in your life, have more fun. Enjoy the day. Like, get that joy flowing. It seems to accelerate time so much faster. It begins to accelerate results. It's one of the results accelerators. Increase your amount of joy in the day. Get that joy flowing through you at a higher level. Start magnifying God and his faithfulness and his love and his power, start magnifying those things. And all of a sudden that joy flows and time begins to accelerate. Results begin to compound much faster. We've got to have the ability to do both. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God's help. He's given us this gift of time, helping us to get good at being in control of it. Time is about control. It's not about management. It's about control. Yes, we can be good stewards and managers, but really time is about being in control of it. So Father, we thank you for this bread and all that it represents. We thank you that you loved us so much. You're willing to send your one and only Son to die for us so that we can have life. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things richly to enjoy? And you give us this amazing, beautiful gift of time. We're asking for your help today, Lord, to help us to learn to control time, to learn to use this gift and to operate this gift the way you intended us to. We're asking for your help with that today, Lord, that we would experience time. It's all relative. We would experience it in a much different way. You weren't being stingy when you gave us time. You were being generous and you gave it to us as this precious gift. And we're just asking for your help today, Lord, to learn how to operate this gift the way you intended. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. That the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. You know, all this that we talked about that's in the kingdom of God, that God has for us, it's all put into motion because of the death of Jesus. It says every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is a big deal because in the case of a will or an estate plan, you have to prove somebody's death for everything to be activated. So every time we take this communion, we're proclaiming his death, making this new covenant active and alive in our lives. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it. In Jesus' name, if you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us in. All motivated by love. And I believe as you begin to experience time differently, we just ask for his help. It's going to start today. Begin to experience time differently. What's going to happen? You're going to know God's heart, his love and his kindness and his goodness and his greatness on a whole new level. Father, we thank you for this cup. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's put our four fundamentals into practice. Positioning the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. Do the things that you know to do. Let's take action on them today. Do them trusting that God's right there with you, helping you to execute. And let's start to view time from a different perspective. This amazing gift that God has given us. He's going to begin to teach us and to train us starting today how to operate this amazing gift that he's given us. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.